Recording. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Carol.
Hey, Tracy.
How's it going?
Good. I want to introduce Tracy to all of you. Tracy Sue is the amazing lady behind the best-selling books. I think there's 12 books, best-selling books that you've put out there, which is pretty amazing. A radio host, the Year of Yes radio host, and just an amazing coach that I've known for, 4 years, 5 years now?
I think longer.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Tracy Sue. She does a lot of things. She loves to help people get from being stuck to having everything that they would want, whether they're wanting to put that book first or second or third book out there. She is there behind you and would love to be there in your corner. So that's Tracy Sue. I'm sure I'm missing a few things, Tracy, but we'll get around to it.
Now that pretty much covers it. So I want to introduce Daryl Stewart. Daryl has helped me so much using his emotional freedom technique, tapping methods, and other coaching strategies. We became very good friends when we took a business class together. We were both launching our businesses at the same time, and we took this class, and I had put on the Facebook page that I kept running into these like walls and barriers, and Daryl messaged me and he was like, "What is wrong with you? Why are you not working with me? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is so much trouble." And I was like, "Who the hell does this guy think he is?"
Absolutely.
But you know what? I actually did it, and we've been very good friends ever since. We go to Mexico together.
Yeah.
We continue to work on our businesses together. He is a breakthrough performance specialist. Yeah. And he really helps people confront and break through the pressure that they're under, whether that's in business or athletics or family, or, you know, mommy, or daddy, whatever.
Yeah.
So he has certainly helped me do that. And so I wanted to talk to him about depression and malaise and being stuck, because yeah, I find that this is a very, very, very common theme right now among the people I know.
Huge.
And you would be incredibly surprised at what people are experiencing malaise. Can you tell us, Daryl, what malaise feels like to you?
So malaise for me is that there is a feeling of discomfort in my body and mind and spirit. I feel there, it feels like there's a block or something is stuck. So it could be an emotion that's stuck, something that it doesn't feel like I'm moving fluidly forward. It feels like I'm stuck in cement. So it's also a discomfort of looking at possibly something underneath the surface that has been dormant for a long time. Maybe there's an emotion, maybe there's a trauma, maybe there's issues around money beliefs. So it's a discomfort about jumping off that fence or that place where you're at into looking at that discomfort and that sort of icky place.
Okay, awesome. I do want to tell you that Daryl and I met in Mexico 2 years ago in March, and we both had been secretly and privately feeling like there was no point to what we were doing, and yeah. What is the point of continuing, and what is the point of all this struggle about being on Earth?
Yeah.
I feel like we're both starting to come out of that, but it has been a pretty significant 18 months, I guess, where we both have felt just like, what is the point of this? That's how I experienced malaise. Like, if I'm going to struggle this hard and put my heart and soul into my work and it's not going to manifest the things that I'm working for instance, enough money to take care of my family, passion about my work, readers when I put out a book, if I am not feeling the gratification of that, then what am I even doing? Why am I even working so hard?
That's it. Darryl,
have you experienced that same thing?
So I would put it in a little bit of a different phrase. I asked myself for probably a good few months, because I was going into a burnout and everything, I'm like, I don't want to be here. So I don't want to be here in this business. I don't want to be here in this discomfort. I don't want to be here in this malaise. I don't want to be here in these depressive thoughts. I don't want to be in this relationship. So there was a lot of, I don't want to be here. And it's like, well, why don't I want to be here? Because things weren't working the way I thought they would work. And maybe I was trying to control things. But that was the biggest question, is like, I don't want to be here. And then I started asking, like, what in here is not filling me up? Or why do I feel blocked? Why do I feel like I'm trapped? Why do I feel that things are not working out? And that's when I started to come out of it.
Excellent. Can we talk about what was here that you, like, I experienced why am I here? And I would say that it is the sense that I don't even want to be on this planet. I don't even want to be here, human, on the planet, because it just feels like I don't belong here. And I mean, even I'm not appreciated here. What is the payoff about being here? And I know you had mentioned feeling sort of the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. So this idea of I don't want to be here. I didn't want to be on this earth. So if you, I could snap my fingers and say, I'm out of here. I was like, I was there because I was burning out. I was trying to get my business to 300,000 and it didn't work out. Everything just fell apart. All of my dreams, desires, my goals sort of just went haywire and they fell away. And I was like, okay, what is left? And why do I not want to restart, regrow, or start putting more time and energy into my life? Because I just was in a pit of malaise and depression and burnout and discomfort and blah.
Blah.
Blah. I was definitely blah.
So can we talk about burnout for just a second? I think we both burned out, and many people I know just kind of hit a just physical even wall. Yeah. Like my body, like this cannot go on, because I had really pushed hard for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have to.
Absolutely. Like doing like, so I don't know what the full extent of what you were doing, but I didn't have a shutoff valve. So I was doing 12 to 16 hour days. I didn't have a plan, maybe I did have a plan, but it wasn't really a plan. And I just felt like I was a squirrel running around, and my I got adrenal fatigue. My nervous system was like so tense. And I wasn't able to relax. So when you're not able to relax and turn off the business or turn off the stress, turn off the malaise, turn off the discomfort, then you're constantly going, going, going. And then you're absolutely going to collapse at some point.
I absolutely agree. I pushed so hard, so long, doing private coaching and marketing and publishing books. And, you know, I published 6 books in 4 years.
Wow.
And I just couldn't calm down. I remember when we were in Mexico, I went for 30 days and it took me 20 days to calm my nervous system down.
Mm-hmm.
20 days for me to go, like, that's pretty freaking tense.
Yeah. And I went there, Mexico, one time I saw you there. I was in Mexico for 2.5 months, a couple of years before, 5.5 months, but that was a totally different feeling. But the 2.5 months, I was there to get away from whatever was not working. And I wouldn't say I was in hiding, but it was pretty close. I just needed to hibernate and figure things out and not be overstressing my system. So I was super glad to see you when we had that time together.
I was too. It was so useful and helpful and comforting to me to know I wasn't the only one experiencing this.
And you're not alone in experiencing this.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'd like to know is, I know we're both sort of coming out of it. We're not completely out of it, but we're saying, okay, well, I don't want to do this malaise anymore. There's an energetic shift. I've given my situation and my goals a lot of thought over the last, 18 months, 2 years, and I think I know sort of what I want to do next and what I want to keep and what I want to eliminate from my life. Yeah. I know you're feeling the same way. So what has changed for you, like in terms of not only your emotional state, but also what activities are you using to sort of pull yourself out of it and to re-raise your vibration? Because both of our vibrations were so much higher previously. Yes. And so the goal to get out of malaise and depression and stuckness, of course, is to raise that vibration again. So what are some of your strategies to do that?
So my number one strategy is using emotional freedom techniques and really going in and looking at what your malaise or what your discomfort is and really putting it down, writing all of that down, and then going through and tapping on the meridian points and tapping all of that energy, that stuck energy that you have, so that you can go down to the next level to clear that out so that you have a space to grow. So it's almost like I look at it as a garden. You have to go in and look at all of the weeds that are overpowering all of your flowers, all of your zest for life, all of your soul purpose, your life purpose, whatever you want to call it, your dreams and desires. We have to pull out those weeds. And EFT tapping is the most amazing technique out there. And the other thing that I started to do is I realized that I was 100% into my business, but I wasn't 100% into my relationships and my friendships and my health and my well-being and my self-care. Everything was like business. It was like all business, 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 like 12 to 16 hour days business. And I was wondering why I was feeling alone and isolated, and I'm feeling like a piece of crap inside. So that was the thing that I started looking at, and I changed one main thing. I went back to one of the things that I loved since I was a kid, and I started playing tennis again. And now I'm playing 4 to 5 times a week with people that I care about. We have fun. So there is a balance in my life. I didn't know what a balance was. And I realized that my business, or that one thing that I was focusing on, that one thing that you might have been focusing on, I realized that that's not going to bring me happiness.
Right.
It's part of my life. Business is part of my life. But what do I needed? I realized I needed more. And I realized that that is not going to give me the love and the happiness and all the stuff that I need. So I had to pull back and say, well, what do I need that is missing? Why don't I want to be here? It's like, well, I'm missing something. So I started to plant some new seeds into my life garden.
Yeah, you've really, really, really loved the tennis. I've been noticing that, and it just has reinvigorated you. One of the things that I've really been focusing on is, hey, when my vibration was really high, what are the structures that I had in my life, right, that I've stopped doing? So, getting up at the same time every day may seem like a silly, ridiculous thing to pull yourself out of malaise, but it's actually fundamental. Really looking at what in my business was I loving and what in my business was I just, ugh. And, really looking at that and being honest about it has shown me that I love the podcasting. I love the writing. I love the publishing. And I hate the marketing. Like, I hate it bad. So it just makes my soul go, nah, right? So obviously that affects my success, if I'm creating, but I'm not selling. And I've tried so hard to love selling, but now I'm to a point where I'm like, okay, I hate selling. So what do I need? Well, I need someone to help me. That's what I need. I need someone who is invested in that success for their own reasons so that they're making money if they sell these products. And so just knowing that has been such a relief that that's a possibility for me that I love to create, but I don't love to sell. And so find a way around that. And I have done a lot of deeper work to figure out what it is that that is causing me the discomfort. What is the story that I've been living with? What is the balance, right? What do I need to be sustainable in my life? And that's a different thing as well. So I've been focusing on what can I do that creates sustainability in my life, right? How much should I be helping other people instead of doing self-care? How much time should I be spending working? How much time should I be investing in doing things I don't like in my business? How much time, what is paying off, what is not paying off, and how can I make this sustainable? So what I mean by that, for instance, is as a writer, I've like watched my profession as a journalist is what I started as, just slowly die and get outsourced, right? And so I find something that really, really, really works, and it years, and then I have to start completely over. So my question right now to keep myself out of malaise and to move forward is what can sustain, like what business model can sustain my life for at least 10 years? Because things are changing so fast. Like the technology changes, and the way we do business changes, and the international marketplace changes. I mean, things that I had always been able to make money at, this last go round, I realized that Filipinos would do it for $5 an hour or $5 per project. And I can't compete with that. That's crazy. So I've really been taking my time to look at that and do research and not just throwing creative activities and marketing efforts at the wall. So what about you, Daryl? Have you seen a shift in your area of expertise?
So if our listeners or watchers were to visually look at a table or a new house, you always have to have a really strong base. So if your tabletop is the life that you want, whatever that life is for you, I know that you, myself and you, Tracy, it's like you went back. It's like, well, what do I want in my life? Like things are not working as is. So what table legs do we need to throw out and we need to restructure and reorganize? So I had to look at, well, okay, one table leg is self-care for sure, because I was not having any self-care. And what do I need in my business? What do I need in my spiritual life? And what do I need in terms of my community? So that those are the four legs that I'm working on, and just looking at in terms of, you know, what are your needs in a number of different areas of your life in terms of like, especially, you know, if you're in a business, like what are the revenue generating activities that you need to do? And just, I started to refocus myself to what is really important and how to get there faster, quicker, safer, and easier, because I wasn't focusing on the safer and the easier. I was like, let's get there fast and quick. And I did really well for a long time. And then paf, I was like, I don't want to be here. I was like, this is not what I wanted from my life. This is not what I wanted from my business. So I had to go back and look at the tabletop and say, what is my life, and start building table legs again. So that's where I'm at right now.
I love that metaphor a lot. So, one of the things that I've been noticing a commonality between everyone I know who's experiencing malaise and not passionate about their business is a deep desire to collaborate with other people who can help produce value in our own work, as well as offer their own genius, their own gifts, and their own desires to our work. For instance, I want to collaborate, obviously, with someone who loves marketing and selling. But I also want to collaborate with other creatives like yourself who have different ideas about how we can go through this. So for instance, I have these great strategies that totally help people, and these classes and worksheets and, you know, processes that really help people figure out, you know, what is working for you? What isn't working for you? Where do you want to go now? What do you want to stop doing to reevaluate that? And then skills to take forward into how they want to work together, right? Mm-hmm. So it's super valuable, but combined with emotional freedom technique, and your tapping, your process has helped me so much, in addition to and as a collaboration of two things, right, and two people and two energies and two processes, and our what's the word I'm looking for, it just accents it so well.
And I think both of us, I think a lot of people don't, as the world's changing, people are realizing that they don't want to be alone. They want to be actually in a community with other people. So we've decided to combine our talents and our skills and our abilities and put something out there so that you all can get through your malaise, your discomfort, all this blah feeling. And it could be a malaise around, you know, I have this stress or pressure to have money coming in, or a fear of being seen, or maybe I'm depressed, maybe I'm angry, whatever the malaise is, you know, you figure out, we will help you figure that out with all of our skills so that you can get out of where you're at to what you want to be. And so look at a visual. It's like, we need to pull out some of those weeds from your garden and allow yourself to plant new seeds. And those seeds are what you want in your life. What type of lifestyle, what type of business you want, whatever that is, you need to start planting those seeds. But we need to pull out those weeds. And what happens is that we have great exercises and our skill set can help you get those weeds out so that we can start planting new seeds for you.
Absolutely. And December in the year, there are many times to do it in the year, but we really want to offer something that people can use. It's tangible. It's not overwhelming. It's totally doable. We have classes in tapping, and what Daryl does, he's got lots of videos to relieve all kinds of things. We're going to offer that in our course. I have interviews and coaching calls, as well as worksheets and processes that help you really figure it out. And it's so important to do this in sequence, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to be sowing seeds of things you don't really want.
Right.
And so you want to look at what you do want and what you don't want so that you're not just throwing things on your dream board or your intentions that aren't serving you anymore and aren't transitioning and shifting with you. Yeah. So I do want to say that there's a link at the bottom of this.
Down there.
And it goes to a class, and the fee is very, very, very affordable.
Yeah.
But it's totally worth every single penny. You'll get much more value than what the cost is. And we're going to offer it right now to you. And then, you know, we'll follow up with some more things that will help you decide and use methods to sow the seeds once you know what they are.
Absolutely.
So the invitation is to dive deeper to, you know, figure out your malaise and get your mojo back. Like, I want my mojo back.
Oh, yeah.
You want your mojo back.
And I know we're going to put some bonuses in there for you, because we're going to offer the program for you. But we have some bonuses because I've done some really cool techniques and programs. So I'd love to offer some amazing bonuses. So click the link below and sign up and look at what's there, because we want the best for you. And we definitely want your mojo to be back, because we don't want you to go through what we did. It was a long battle.
Yeah, and it sucked. And part of the bonuses is going to be interviews with people you would not imagine who are experiencing the same thing. You know, people who make so much money and people who look like they just have it together.
Exactly.
And they know all the answers. But the truth is, they're experiencing this. So you are not alone. And we want you to feel that you're not alone. And that's why we're offering this. So the invitation is to click the link. buy it, do the process, yeah, and let us know how that goes. Let us know what you experience. We're both on Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
You can also email us. What was our richer2richer@gmail.com
yeah,
is our dedicated address. So please feel free to email us. Tell us about what's going on with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so important because then it really helps us understand what further classes to create for you.
Yeah. And we want to enrich your life. So we want to help you get through your money blocks, your malaise blocks, your discomfort blocks, whatever blocks are coming up, and we'll help you through that so that you can have everything that you want faster, quicker, safer, and easier for sure.
I love it. So thank you, Daryl. I'm going to just look forward to working with you so much more this year.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.